This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by PlockitPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with PlockitPocket.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in this hour with Cheryl Chumley talking about the police state USA. And, of course, there's many aspects of that. How are they going to push that? Well, we just had a clip in the last segment from David Petraeus where he was talking about how NAFTA has been in place for about 20 years and North America has replaced America. That was his words. That was his words, and that's what we're seeing happening right now. They're now rolling this out with essentially boots on the ground. We've seen the bankers attack us from the air, if you will, taking our property with the financial collapse of the mortgage markets. And what might happen in the future with other economic collapse? Well, they're going to have a surge, a demographic surge. That's what's going on right now. We've got a lot of young people, a lot of teenagers being brought into this country, being treated far better than anyone here. They're not being harassed. They're being brought in with dignity. They're being treated with dignity and bussed into the interior of our country. That's what the requests on FedBiz Ops was talking about. They said they wanted these people brought in with dignity. Who gets dignity when they come into the United States at the airports? They haven't told TSA to stand down, and yet our borders are wide open. It shows the hypocrisy, the false facade that we've been sold by Homeland Security, the same agency that creates, that controls both our borders as well as militarizing the police. And, of course, we need to remember that Homeland Security was created, and the justification for it was the false flag attacks of 10 years ago, 9/11. And this is what Dick Cheney chillingly had to say.
Do you think we get through this decade without a massive attack on the homeland?
I doubt it. I think there will be another attack. And the next time, I think it's likely to be far deadlier than the last one. Imagine what would happen if somebody could smuggle a nuclear device, put it in a shipping container, and drive it down the Beltway outside Washington, D.C.
If that were to happen,
knows somebody,
you see the government reconstituting? Because it would have to be military rule for a period of time, at least.
Well, there was some years ago a program called the Continuity of Government Program. It was...
Oh, yeah. That doesn't exist anymore.
strategy that we pursued here, and it basically it involved having a government in waiting, if you will, ready to go in the event of a nuclear attack on the United States so that we could always maintain the constitutional-based governmental authority.
This is what these guys have been fantasizing about. You know, when I saw, remember that picture that we got of Hillary Clinton when her book tour came through last Friday? She's in dark sunglasses on the back of the bus and everything. And I was looking at that, and I told my wife, I said, you know, what does that remind me of? It's like, I got it. It's Dr. Strangelove, you know, that picture of the mad scientist. This is what Dick Cheney is channeling. And, you know, we're laughing about it, but it's not a laughing matter. They're perfectly capable of doing this in a compartmentalized way. I'm sure he knows just the guy to put in a suitcase nuke and to make this happen. And, of course, this is what the neocons, this is what the people who are pushing the militarized police state, they're always scaring this, they're always holding that up. What if we lose a city to a nuclear bomb? That has been what people like Newt Gingrich is talking about. You know, when Ron Paul would talk in the debates about how we needed a rational and a sane foreign policy and not to provoke everybody in the world to hate us, which is part of their game. As Alex has said many times, these Muslim terrorists really do hate America. They really do want to kill Americans. What they don't realize, though, is that in many cases they're being used, controlled, equipped, and supplied at the top levels by the CIA, by the U.S. government. That's what we saw happening in Benghazi. We saw that happening in Syria. We can expose this, and we can stop this. just as we're exposing the police state, and now we've got people on both the left and the right pushing back against it. We've got The Guardian and the ACLU sounding like the John Birch Society and the New American of decades ago. People are starting to understand that this is the existential threat to America. It's our liberty being taken away. You will never have liberty if you give up your security. You will just live in a maximum security state.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
But there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we have joining us Cheryl Chumley, author of Police State USA, a book that we carry at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Cheryl Chumley is a journalist. She's a veteran news writer with the Washington Times. She writes for a lot of other publications as well. Her bio says she spent the last 15 years writing about a wide range of topics from politics, policy, and presidential elections to small town courts, cops, and county government. And that's given her a front row seat to corruption, government malfeasance, bureaucracy, and unconstitutional actions. Boy, I tell you what, you want a front row seat to all this stuff, you just get out there and start reporting about it. Her book is A Layman's Guide to the Latest in Constitutional Hits That This Nation Has Taken in the Name of the War on Drugs and many other things. Welcome, Cheryl.
Hey, David. Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for trying to bring people's attention to what's going on, because this is something that I've seen unfolding for quite some time. Where would you say that things like civil asset forfeiture and everything, where did that all begin?
Well, it began, as you mentioned in your intro, that particular aspect started with the war on drugs, civil forfeitures. Mm-hmm. But I see the state of our nation as crumbling way back when the progressive era began, and it really ratcheted up in speed after September 11th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, but before we get to that, let's talk about civil asset forfeiture. Unpack that for the audience a little bit as to what's really involved in that, because it really is kind of an Alice in Wonderland thing, isn't it?
It sure is. Just to put it bluntly, civil forfeiture laws give police at the local level, state and federal level, the right to take your properties without due process of law. The way it works is police officers, they get an incentive from the federal government for confiscating properties done based on causes, suspicion of drugs, suspicion of certain crimes, and they get to keep those properties regardless of whether you are actually proven guilty or not in court. And what that does is it puts the victims in a position of having to go to court if they are innocent of the crime supposedly that the police officers pulled them over for. They are put in the position of having to go to court and prove their innocence to win back their properties. This is a million-dollar business. It's turned police departments into cash cow machines, seeking out any cause to pull people over on the side of the road, confiscate their cash, their cars, their properties, their cell phones, and so forth.
That's right. And what's really amazing is in many of these cases, they bring charges not against a person, but against the inanimate object that they seize. So you see things like the U.S. government versus $9,000 of cash, the U.S. government versus Learjet serial number such and such. They'll never charge the person with a crime, but they say, well, you know, I think that maybe the money that you got on your person as you're flying on the airplane, I think that that's maybe involved somehow with drugs. So I'm just going to say that it is, and I'm going to keep it. And that becomes a major portion of the funding of a lot of these local police stations, police departments. It's really corrupted them by allowing them to keep that money. And I remember, you know, Miami Vice, when that came out, that was a way for that to be glamorized, to be made acceptable to the public. That, hey, look, these are really cool guys, and they're cops, and they get to keep all these fast cars and fast boats that they confiscate from other people. Isn't that great? You know, that's the way they sold it to us in the culture, isn't it?
Well, it's true. These are egregious hits to the Constitution, and there's more than one type. There's criminal asset forfeiture, and then there's civil asset forfeiture, which has less of a standard for police to make. And as a matter of fact, the Supreme Court just ruled earlier this year that in civil asset forfeitures, police do not have to return properties to suspected criminals or, you know, suspects in these cases until the court rules, you know, for or against them. So what that means in the practical aspect If you're carrying cash in your vehicle, you're pulled over, the police take your cash based on some nebulous charge they drum up, and you need that cash to launch a lawsuit to win back that cash. The Supreme Court says, no, you can't get access to your cash to even fight your own civil forfeiture case.
And I think the case that you're talking about, if I remember correctly, it was a couple who were accused of stealing medical devices. This wasn't organized crime. This wasn't drug lords that were working on this, because that's the way they come at you. You know, they started asset forfeiture essentially with the RICO statutes, if I'm not mistaken. They started that first and said, you know, that's the only way we can get a conviction against these organized crime figures, because they're so wealthy, they can afford such good lawyers, they're constantly getting off. So we need to take their assets first. Well, then what you wind up with is, after a couple of decades, you have this couple who is accused of stealing medical devices from the hospital where they worked. They took out a mortgage against their home, and then the cops seized the cash that they got from that mortgage. So then they still didn't have any way to defend themselves. I mean, I look at that and I say, well, if they really did steal all those medical devices, maybe they wouldn't need that mortgage against their homes to defend themselves. But that's the kind of dangerous situation that we get into when we allow ourselves, under whatever justification, to ignore due process and to allow the system to ignore it.
That's right. And, David, I just want to point out that these aren't few and far between issues. As a matter of fact, the ACLU just sued successfully. There was a little portion of road through Texas in Tenaha County where it was found over a period of a short span of years that the same local police department down there was pulling over out-of-state license plates drivers, and they were targeting specifically blacks and Hispanics, seizing their properties, and there were a thousand of those cases where police seized properties without due process and without, it turns out, any type of cause. They were forced to pay, you know, some punitive measures for that and return properties in a lot of those cases. But a thousand motorists pulled over for no reason except the police officers down there wanted to boost their revenues.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. This is not a case of few and far between. We report so often on these abuses of police power and the new, quote unquote, rules of engagement that they have against the American public, where they shoot first and maybe never ask questions. We report on that so frequently that there's really kind of a fatigue that sets in, because we keep talking about it. It's happening over and over again everywhere. And this is something that's being driven by the federal government, isn't it?
Yes, it's a U.S. Marshal's Office and a Department of Justice program that started years ago. And it just filters down to the local level. And, you know, local police officers, they have dwindling revenues. So they look at this as just an easy cash way to boost their revenues, buy some new equipment, you know, buy some more weapons, get some more training and so forth. And what's the biggest shame is that it rarely goes reported. There's been some investigative reports about civil forfeitures and so forth. But by and large, these things are taking place in your backyard without your knowledge, because when police report them on incident reports, they're only reported as, you know, they pull over a driver and it's a drug suspicion charge. So you don't really get the follow-up that people need to understand what's going on.
You know, we just had a couple of Supreme Court cases come out just before we went on air. The one where they said the police may not search smartphones without a warrant. And we also had a federal court come out and say that the no-fly list is unconstitutional because it violates our rights to due process. How do you feel about those two decisions? Do you think we're starting to turn in the right direction, and why?
Well, I would say the cell phone one was a little bit of a shocker based on the 9-0 decision. It's mm-hmm. very rare that mm-hmm. the justice, you know, any Supreme Court reaches a 9-0 decision, especially this, you know, makeup of court justices. So I find that very heartening in this battle we have going on in our nation to turn back the cultural and political tide toward founding father intent. You know, that's one case, and you mentioned the other one. I'm not as familiar as that one. But those are two cases out of, 2,000 that we have going on in the nation. So
exactly.
If you put it in context of that, the battle's far from apprehended.
They still make broad exceptions for all kinds of confiscations and searches that I don't think are in there. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about the difference between rights and against and privileges, because we've seen this both from Hillary Clinton and the remarks that she made about a small minority who believes that the Second Amendment is about an absolute right, that they're terrorizing the majority of Americans. And we've also seen Justice Scalia say that, hey, the Fourth Amendment isn't absolute. If it were, the TSA couldn't do what it's doing. Why is that upside down? So we're going to talk to Cheryl Chumley. Again, her book is Police State USA. It's carried at InfoWarsStore.com. Great book about where we have gotten and maybe how we get out of this. So we're going to talk to Cheryl Chumley right after the break. We'll continue.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Thank you.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Cheryl Chumley, author of Police State USA, a book that we carry here at InfoWarsStore.com, about the burgeoning police state and the impacts. And why do we have this? What have we lost in terms of the understanding of our Constitution, of our rights? What have we lost in those terms to even have something like the police state? And just before the break, we were talking about this Supreme Court decision aired just today, just before we went on air, saying that police may not search smartphones without a warrant. And they're saying that cell phones differ in both a quantitative and a qualitative sense from other objects that might be carried on an arrestee's person. Now, unfortunately, the Supreme Court, in many years past, has given them a go-ahead to search wallets, purses, notepads, which I think I would include that under the Fourth Amendment. But certainly cell phones, as I said, are quantitatively and qualitatively different, a massive amount of information. I wonder if the Supreme Court justices are starting to realize that they themselves are prime targets for being blackmailed for surveillance. I mean, we've seen David Petraeus have to resign. A lot of people raise questions about how Chief Justice Roberts would write the Obamacare decision. He wrote both the dissenting decision and then abruptly turned around. Everybody was saying it was going to lose 5-4. Then he switched his vote and wrote the other opinion. A lot of us looked at that and said, I wonder if they found something on his cell phone or his computer to blackmail him with. What do you think, Cheryl? We can speculate.
Well, yeah, I remember that talk, but it is curious. And what I think your bigger point is, it is something that I think if all lawmakers and all politicians, including court officials in this nation, were subjected to the exact same standards and exact same laws that average Americans would, most of this stuff would just go away.
Yes.
Just think, if President Obama's daughters had to go through the naked scanners at the TSA checkout points, how long would those scanners have stood?
Exactly. And that's why I think that they're so concerned about cell phones. You know, we look at this and it's like, whoa, that's kind of an outlier, you know, especially as a unanimous decision that they somehow respect our privacy, because that is something that does affect them, as you pointed out. We also have an article up on InfoWars.com today, overwhelming number of false matches to come from FBI biometric database. So, Cheryl, even though they're not looking at our cell phones, they're still tracking us. They're still recording our faces, our movements, and all other types of things about us. And what the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation are concerned about is that those are going to generate false positives. And you know what happens if you get a false positive? You might get a no-knock SWAT team raid at your house, right?
Yeah, and just ask a Georgia family how that no-knock SWAT team raid goes. Their 19-month-old toddler is still in the hospital,
yes,
recovering from that flashbang grenade dropped in his crib a few weeks ago, blowing half his face off. You know, the police technology is something that I think all Americans need to really keep our eyes on. It's not just the government surveillance on social media websites and so forth, and police, they're getting the latest military-grade technology that allows them to spy and record on Americans who aren't even suspected of any crimes. And if that's not a privacy hit, I don't know what the definition of one would be.
And a good example of that is this Stingray surveillance. I'm just amazed that even though the Supreme Court decision has said that they cannot put a tracking device, they cannot place it on a car, now these police departments have said, well, that's okay, we don't need to place it on the car. We can use this new piece of equipment called Stingray, where we can triangulate your position using cell phone towers and other technology. We can monitor where you're going and do that at will. And Cheryl, the thing that I find most amazing about that is that when they've been caught doing it, a couple of police departments have said, well, yeah, we can't get a judicial warrant because we've signed a non-disclosure agreement with the company that makes this, saying that we can't get a judge's warrant. Isn't that amazing?
How is that constitutional?
Exactly.
In any definition of, interpretation of our founding documents? It just amazes me what the federal government, the state governments, local police officers get away with now. And that's just a drop in the bucket of the technology that they have. You know, they have cameras and street lamps in certain cities that record movements and even audio of passersby. And what happens is They send this video and audio to local police departments who scan all for the cause of rooting out terrorism. You know, I'm sure your readers and listeners and watchers know all about fusion centers around the nation and the data collection that goes on there. The reasons why, for how long this data is being collected, what it's being used for, nobody still knows.
That's right. We got to go to break, but we're going to come right back and we're going to talk a little bit about fusion centers and we're going to talk about the solution. And I think you've got the right ideas that our rights come from God and not from government. If you want to call in and talk and ask a question to Cheryl, the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you want to ask a question about the police state.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to Cheryl Chumley, author of the book Police State USA. How Orwell's nightmare is becoming our reality. And, of course, that's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And before I get back to Cheryl, I want to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. You know, the collapse of the border and soaring meat prices make it clear that there's no longer any time to wait. You need to start getting prepared today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you are no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves to their system of control, but you can fight back. You can establish independence for yourself and your family by securing your own private supply of storable food. And there's no better way to prepare than this Patriot-owned company. Alex has met with these guys and says they are the real deal. And I take Alex on his word because I know that Alex is the real deal. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for some special offers to listeners of this live broadcast. For a limited time, they're offering additional discounts off their already low prices. That website, again, is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, Cheryl, just before the break, we were talking about the police state and what we can do to roll this back. And I think there's not an easy answer, is there? But you've got it on the back of your book. You say, our rights come from God and not from government. I think that's the key realization that people have to come to.
That's exactly right. And to me, that's the biggest premise of my book. I don't beat people over the head with it, but, you know, our nation was founded on that principle. That's what makes us the greatest nation in the world. Our rights come from God. They don't come from bureaucrats on Capitol Hill. And I think if people first off, you know, drilled that into their minds and into their hearts, then it would just result in this dramatic mindset change that sweeps the nation and will put politicians back in their place, their rightful role as servants of the people, their employees. And that includes the President of the United States.
That's right. You know, people are always looking for an easy fix, aren't they? They're always saying, well, you know, we need to pass this kind of law or make this kind of change or get this person elected. And, you know, the elections are pretty heavily rigged and they're pretty dishonest and slippery. I mean, just look at the thing with Thad Cochran yesterday. I mean, that doesn't do much to restore my faith in elections. But it's not that simple. There's not a simple fix of getting a person elected somewhere. There needs to be a fundamental understanding of people about the difference between rights and privileges, and also about, you know, their role in the role of government. It's just not an easy fix with an external thing. There has to be a massive understanding, a massive point of view change of the American people.
That's exactly true, and I think that's why you also need to teach your kids the Constitution, because yes, the school systems aren't doing it. At least that way, you know, when you read the Constitution, it takes, what, a half hour. At least if you're aware of what the Constitution states, you can watch the evening news, read the daily newspapers, and see how far we've strayed. So at least you can know where the battle starts. So that's a core provision if you're trying to fight to turn this country back.
You know, we got an article today on Infowars.com about the overwhelming number of false matches that are going to be coming from an FBI biometric database we talked about earlier. Steve Watson article, and he quoted from a letter from the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they said the capacity of the FBI to collect and retain information, even on innocent Americans, has grown exponentially. And this is the part that I like right here. It said it's essential for the American public to have a complete picture of all the programs and authorities the FBI uses to track our daily lives and an understanding of how those programs affect our civil rights and civil liberties. And when I saw that, I bracketed that and I said, you know, that's what we're trying to do here at InfoWars. That's what I think your book is doing. We're trying to give people a complete picture of where we are, what we've lost, and the fundamental basis for what we had the government created for in the first place. And that is that we have certain inalienable rights that we possess from God as human beings, and that the government can't take those things away.
That's right. They can't take them away unless we let the government take them away.
Yes.
And that's where we're fighting right now. And, you know, as things move farther left, as our next generation of children in public schools are taught that government is the solution to all, as our borders remain completely unsecured and we let people pour in this nation who have no concept of what a constitution republic is supposed to look like, you know, it won't be but a few years before the balance in this nation shifts. And, you know, making the case with political elections, it's going to be a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to stop funding the main parties, teach the Constitution, and start some real grassroots swell to bring this nation back under control.
And you know, it's not just the people who are coming into this country, the foreign people that are being left in, young people who are 13, 14, 15 years old, coming in without any concept of God-given rights. It's our own Supreme Court justices and people like Hillary Clinton who don't have any concept of that or who know what it is and are trying to speak against it. As I pointed out before, Justice Scalia said, hey, you don't have any absolute protections under the Fourth Amendment. If we did, then the TSA couldn't be doing what they're doing to you in the airport. So here's a guy who's supposedly a strict constitutionalist, somebody who's supposedly a conservative, essentially sounding the same as Hillary Clinton on the Second Amendment. And of course, when Hillary Clinton says that people who hold viewpoints that rights are absolute are terrorists, she's essentially coming after the First Amendment as well.
Yeah, you know, your quote that you just said about Scalia, if that's the best we got, then, you know, really, we're in a lot of trouble.
We are in trouble here. We are in a lot of trouble.
It's going to be a hard fight.
That's right. Let's go to a couple of calls. We open this up for questions. Hunter in Arizona. Hunter?
Hey, David. Great job today on the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What did you want to say? Have a question?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I'm going to throw it out there, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Is the sheriff of Sacramento County now in violation of law based on the most recent Supreme Court decision? Thank you very much.
What he's referring to is the sheriff in Sacramento County using Stingray and other things. So, you know, now that we see that the Supreme Court says, hey, your cell phone has got is a qualitative and quantitative difference from other things that we've allowed to be searched when the people are arrested. But that's got too much information on it. That needs to be included in Fourth Amendment protections. So how does the NSA justify what they're doing? How do police departments that are tracking people with Stingray and other devices and monitoring people in many different ways, how do they justify that? What do you think, Cheryl? Is that going to create some kind of an opening here for liberty?
Well, the federal government is pretty skilled at making the case that it's all in the name of security, that they need to do all this spy technology to secure Americans from future terrorist threats. Against that backdrop, though, you can look at all the information that they've uncovered and all the spying they've done in recent years. It's not aligned with terrorism. There have been Capitol Hill hearings to show that some of these data centers set up around America in the name of combating terrorism don't give any worthwhile terrorist-related info at all. They've been using them more to fight crimes. So, you know, if people would be more aware of that it's not a battle of terrorism anymore, it's more used to justify fighting crimes, maybe in the smaller communities we'll have a better chance of fighting local government officials to scale back police departments.
That's right. And, of course, as we pointed out here, we covered the MIAC report release about the Fusion Center that said that the people that the police department need to be concerned about were people who had voted for Ron Paul or some other third party candidates. If you see a bumper sticker on the car of these candidates, those are the people you need to be worried about. And we've seen over and over again that they say they're not worried about Islamists, but they're worried about homegrown domestic terrorists. People who believe that their rights come from God, that they do have absolute rights. And that's part of what makes what Hillary Clinton said so chilling. Just by itself, if it wasn't in the context of these other remarks, you could say, well, you know, she's saying that they're scaring people. No, when she uses the word terrorizing, she's using that to move that narrative along to say that people who believe that their rights come from God and not from government are terrorists. That's what we've seen in all these different scenarios, and I think that's clearly what she was saying. Let's go to Susan in Missouri. Susan.
I wanted to thank you and Alex and Cheryl for everything you do.
Well, thank you for listening.
And how you're waking people up. And right now, there's so much treasonous information coming out with whistleblowers and exposure from people like you, thankfully. But it's amazing to people that are aware of all this that there are others that are still walking around as if in some kind of zombie apocalypse. And, I mean, what do we do to wake these people up, or is there just no hope for these people?
Cheryl, you want to take that?
Yeah, I'm like you. I don't understand people when they think it's crazy to say that we're a police state in America right now, or that the government encroaches too far. I don't understand the mentality. I think there's a certain segment of our nation that is going to be happy in ignorance. And, you know, all you can do is, you know, fight your own fight and pray to God that, you know, you make a difference in this nation.
You know, I remember when the Boston bombing took place and they had the police going door to door, pulling guns on people and having them march out of their homes with their hands in the air. We reported on that. Dan Benandi was there. And I remember as that was going on, we had a guy who was attacking Dan, attacking us, ridiculing him. I remember Rob Dew going on and talking to this guy, and this guy just insisted that this wasn't happening. And I thought, that is the most amazing example. Here is as he's talking to Rob Dew, we're playing the video clips of exactly what we're talking about. And he said, that's not happening. We don't have a police state here. I mean, you talk about being in an extreme case of denial. That was about as bad as I've ever seen. I was just like shaking my head in disbelief that somebody could be that ignorant, that much in denial, that much of a servant, a servile slave to the government, that they just couldn't believe that their government was capable of doing something like that.
Yeah, you had Mark Binney, who worked for the NSA for over 40 years, resign a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And his big reason was, he said, we are living in a police state.
Yes.
So somebody on the front lines of government surveillance, you know, like that, calls it a police state. I certainly don't think it's crazy to agree.
Yes, he was head of the global head of technology for the NSA. And we interviewed him on this show. And he said, as William Binney, he said, I have watched for decades. He worked for them for over 30 years. He said, I've watched for decades what's going on, what went on in East Germany and the Soviet Union. And he said, that is what is happening here now. He had said about 6 to 9 months earlier, he said, we're this close to a police state, held his fingers very close to each other. But at that point, he was saying, we are in a police state. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Let's go to Fred in Nevada. Fred?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. What's your question?
Good. Good. My question is, how can the police department make an agreement with the Stingray device or the manufacturer that's non-disclosure if it violates what the Constitution says? Because that would be an unenforceable contract. If you and I made a deal for me to buy cocaine from you, I take the cocaine and don't pay you. I mean, how are you going to sue me? It's an illegal contract to begin with. But it seems that the same laws that are supposed to apply to everyone in our country, including the president or a dog catcher, has changed. And when they're allowed to violate the law and not accountable for their actions, then you have what our founding fathers feared the most, and we become a country that has really become lawless, and I hate to use the term banana republic, but
oh, yeah.
That's really what it's headed toward, but we're far ahead of.
I think we're far more dangerous than a banana republic because our government is far more powerful. As I mentioned earlier in the program, the Asymmetric Warfare Group, when they were talking about, you know, supporting these different governments throughout the Middle East, they said, if we're going to get involved in a counterinsurgency, trying to put that down, how do we determine which of these governments are legitimate? And he said, well, one of the ways that you look at that is how much security do they need to apply in order to maintain stability? And by that yardstick, I would say that we are a banana republic. But Cheryl, what about accountability? What do we do to hold these police departments accountable?
Well, police departments still have to go through local county governments and county boards for their funding. So you can certainly attend some of your local county and city meetings and make your case, you know, petition your local representatives to rein in some of these police powers. There have been a couple of news stories in recent weeks that have shown people who do just that have alerted the county officials to some of these, you know, police devices that they want to buy. And the city councils have said no and put a stop to it. So there is some action that Americans can take.
Exactly. In a lot of places, I think what you're talking about, where they want to bring in MRAP vehicles into very small towns. I mean, close to where I live, there's a community just outside of Austin, and there's a body shop there that had this big sign up complaining about the deficit and how many trillions of dollars it was. And then I needed some body work done on my car. I looked them up on the internet, and they're bragging about how they donated a paint job to the police department that just got a new MRAP. And it's like, why does my small town need a mine-proof vehicle that they're using in places like Afghanistan and Iraq? everybody ought to be asking themselves that question. And if this guy is worried about the deficit, he ought to definitely ask himself that question. That's the kind of cognitive dissonance that we need to try to get to. That's why I really welcome a book like yours that not only breaks this down for people and helps them to understand, as you pointed out earlier, these are not few and far between, but this is a pervasive pattern that is happening all over this country. The only places where we've seen this stopped is in a few places like New Hampshire and other places where they saw that the police department was going to get one of these vehicles, and they said, we don't want that here. We don't want that donated to our police department. People have to get involved there. But I think, Cheryl, there's also another kind of accountability, and that is when we see these kind of interactions between the police and the public that are now becoming commonplace, where they shoot with tasers, or just like they killed that 95-year-old World War II veteran with a beanbag shotgun at a close range. They try to shoot him with a taser, and they didn't get him with a taser. We see that the police do not want to physically engage people, and they would rather kill somebody than take the risk that they're going to get a punch in the face. And we see that being encouraged by the federal government with new rules of engagement. Out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they actually have the State Police Academy teaching a shoot first curriculum. That's the way one of the police instructors described it before he resigned in protest, refusing to teach that to people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, because most people remember it was just a few short years ago that your local police department were tasked with the mission of serve and protect. They were the friendly officers, you know, that would engage with the public, chat. They knew who people were in their neighborhoods and on their beats and so forth. And now the entire mindset of local police departments have shifted to one of intimidation and aggression, where, you know, even the most innocent of Americans walking down the street is a suspect for something that may occur. Mm-hmm. And this mindset is really something that should be alarming to most Americans, because what it
brings
about.
We've got to take a break, and we're going to come right back. And I think there also needs to be an accountability to the police department itself and to the officers. Are you going to wind up with a situation just like we have at the borders, where they're told that they can get away with it, so they do it? And that's what's happening at the police departments over and over again. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Cheryl Chumley, Police State USA.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. And talk about hassle-free. We don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com, or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Grim Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm joined on the phone with Cheryl Chumley, author of Police State USA, a book that we sell here at InfoWarsStore.com. And as we were talking, I keep going back to this letter from the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation talking about this new FBI biometric data system. And they said it's essential for the American public to have a complete picture of all the programs and authorities that the FBI uses to track our daily lives and an understanding of how those programs affect our civil rights and civil liberties. That's very true. That's what this book is about. That's what InfoWars is about. We're trying to get people to understand what is happening, to get a complete picture of what's happening. And then to also understand, as she points out here, that our rights come from God, not from government. They're not privileges. They are, in fact, absolute. And if that terrorizes Hillary Clinton, then so be it, because that's what our Constitution, what our Declaration of Independence says. We possess certain rights as individuals, and if we don't understand what those are and how they're being taken away, we are just going to become sheep for the system. We're taking some of your calls for Cheryl. Let's go to Gerald in Arkansas. Gerald, it says that you're a vet and you want to talk about the Constitution. Go ahead, give us your question.
Yes, you guys are doing a great job. I am a full supporter of what you guys are doing, and it is an info war.
Yes.
You got to do your homework, and our rights come from God. And that's what it's not taught in schools anymore. I believe we need to quit referring to this as our government. It's a corporate government that the bankers control through the private Federal Reserve banking system. Now, you guys know all about that, but
that's right.
The average public doesn't, David and Cheryl. Now, the other thing that I have not seen brought up, I was fortunate. One of my tutors was a law barrister. The word barrister comes from common law. We're still under common law, but you won't see that taught. An attorney is not a lawyer. An attorney comes from the French word attorn. It means take from the people and give to the landowner. So to be a lawyer, a true lawyer, a barrister, you have to study common law and understand that our rights come from God through the common law that the founding fathers set up. Now, you can put this in your Google. I wish more people would do it. Under Uniform Commercial Code, 1-103:6, common law. It says common law is still in effect. We just don't see people educating themselves that you can bring
right.
a common law action, which actually trumps the statute commercial realm. Uniform commercial.
You want to comment on that, Cheryl? Talk about where our rights come from and how we get them back?
Well, I definitely, of course, that our rights come from God. I'll have to Google what it was that he was mentioning, but mm-hmm. going back to the Federal Reserve and so forth, you know, we could overcome quite a bit of government encroachment if we did return to the gold standard and, you know, we stopped, the economic tyranny that's going on in our nation, too.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Gerald, Arkansas. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Tom?
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, Ms. Chumley, for writing your book. I'm a former retired police detective, and police who are weak in character, lacking in knowledge, and of weak moral stock will blatantly break departmental rules, general orders, and the law. As far as a remedy, a good place, in my opinion, to start as far as getting police departments acting right is to weed out these types and start looking for and hiring and making it a priority to hire folks who are looking for a profession they feel called to as an honorable duty and not just looking for a job.
Very well said. Thank you so much. It's Tom in Maryland, retired police detective. We're out of time, where I'd have Cheryl respond to you. Cheryl Trumley, thank you so much for joining us. A great book. People need to understand what is happening, and they need to understand how we roll this back, and it's not an easy answer. We have to change the way we view our rights.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.